Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is your Tuesday teaching tip for Tuesday the 13th of June 2017. And today we're talking about mystery. The significance of adding mystery into our lessons, maximizing the available mystery. The reason this is on my mind is because a good friend of mine, Leon Watkins, preached his first sermon this last Sunday, and a terrific job he did too. His passage was Luke 20, verses 20 to 26, where Jesus is questioned about giving taxes to Caesar. And so the title of his lesson was Tax, or rather specifically his three points spelt tax, T, then A, then X, points 1, 2, and 3, and they were very appropriate. The first point was treachery. The second point was authenticity. And then the third point, he said, I'm not going to tell you. It's X, but maybe you can work it out, or we'll see when we get there. But certainly we know it's an X. So we've got treachery, authenticity, and something around X. And I rather liked that, because right there and then, I and all of us that were in the room had this sense of, we're going somewhere. There's a direction, and we wonder where we're going to end up, and we wonder what the X stands for, and it drew us in. It was awesome, actually. It held our attention. It pulled us together. And this sense of anticipation is very significant. We see it in media, in movie trailers. Movie trailers show us some of the action, tease us into hopefully going to watch the movie. That's from the perspective of the people who are selling it. Sometimes, of course, the movie trailers tell us too much. And in fact, then we go to the movie and there is no mystery. And that's a problem. Often in a podcast I listen to by Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo, they talk about the fact that there's just everything's in the trailer. And when everything's in the trailer, then there is no mystery. And by the way, hello to Jason Isaacs. But if there's no mystery, then we're left feeling cheated watching the movie. So I rather prefer the movie trailers that tell you a little bit, but not too much. And especially not any plot twists and spoilers like that. A lesson that has mystery helps us to stay attentive all the way through and look forward to the surprise of the reveal. Jesus did this. If you think about Luke 15, the parable of the two sons, Jesus begins it in verse 11 by saying, there was a man who had two sons. And then what does he do? He spends the next, quite a long time talking about the first son. And we're wondering, what about the second son? Wasn't there a second son? And of course, a lot of times it's preached as really only being about the one son, which is a mistake. But there are two, and his original hearers would have been thinking, yes, okay, that son, right, he goes to the pig pen, he comes back, the father welcomes him, fatted calf, and party, fantastic. But what about the second son? And eventually, Jesus gets to the second son, and it would have had a tremendous impact, partly because it was at the latter end of the parable, and it was relatively short, but also because they knew there was a second son coming. There was a sense of a punchline, almost. And I think this is very helpful in our lessons. If there's something that people know is coming, but they don't know all about it or what exactly it is and its content. So how do we deal with this? Well, I think one thing we need to bear in mind is if we're going to have something that's a bit of a mystery, whatever it is must relate to the core idea of the lesson, the core idea. This is the idea that you've boiled down the whole sermon to, say, one sentence. And this mystery and surprise is going to be connected to that core idea. If it's peripheral, it'll have a big impact because it's the mystery being revealed, but then it will have a disproportionate impact. It will lead people to think too much about that rather than the core message. So the surprise, the reveal, the mystery must be related to the core idea. And also, I think it must be really important. Otherwise, people feel manipulated. So it must be significant and it must connect to the core idea. How do we arrive at these mysteries and how to reveal them, how to use them? Well, I'd say there are two things that are very important. The first is that the reveal and the mystery must be short. It should be short. It shouldn't need much explanation. When you see a plot twist in a film, it surprises you, but there's not much need for explanation. If there's need for a lot of explanation, it's not a surprise. It's not really a mystery that means much. So the reveal should be short, and secondly, it should be easily applicable. It should relate directly to a simple application that we can then think about for our own lives. So short and applicable. Now, Leon did this very well, but I don't really want to tell you what he did because I'd like it to remain a mystery. What I suggest is that you watch his sermon or listen to it. You'll find it on the Watford Church of Christ YouTube channel. And it's also on our podcast. If you look up Watford Church of Christ in iTunes or somewhere like that, you'll find us. And listen or watch what Leon did with his third point. I would challenge you to listen to the whole sermon, not skip forward to that bit near the end where he reveals what the X is for. But nonetheless, I think you'll find that it is short and applicable. So, what are your thoughts on this? I'd be interested. How do you feel about it when someone reveals a mystery or creates a sense of mystery in their lessons? Is it helpful? Do you feel manipulated? What might be the way for us to think about it when we're preparing a lesson, how we understand the creation of a mystery? So give me your ideas or your experiences of this. I'd be very interested. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a comment here, wherever you hear or see this recording. And by the way, if you have subscribed to these podcasts, thank you ever so much. If you haven't, please consider doing so and letting your friends know about them via Facebook and Twitter and so on, so that we can engage as many people as possible in thinking clearly and carefully about how to prepare really good lessons that have a great impact. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.